G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
It's sensitive and disturbing that in our marriages, many suffer under the pressures of navigating the way forward after infidelity. It's all too common. People have affairs accompanied by lies and deceit that inevitably follow on after unfaithfulness. Well, we're returning to a sensitive subject today around the importance of connection after infidelity. Noni and Dave Yates, they wrote the book Beyond Betrayal, sharing their journey through 28 years of what they describe as lies, deceit, and infidelity. Well, Noni is hosting retreats now for women who have experienced intimate partner betrayal. Noni's joining us. Noni, welcome along to 2020.
Oh, hi, Neil. Really great to be chatting with you again. Thanks for having me on.
Noni, so many will be interested in a retreat, having gone through some of these challenges themselves. Give us a little, in a nutshell, your story that leads you to the place where you're running retreats now.
Well, Neil, you know, for listeners that are familiar, you know that I was married, found out that my husband had quite a different life after being married for, being together for 28 years. And I know that when the bomb exploded in my life, I had no idea where to turn. I felt isolated, lost, alone. And that was pretty much the motivation for us actually sharing our story. Hence, that's where our book came from. We just didn't want people to feel the intensity of this isolation. And it's just been on my heart, you know, to be able to hold a sacred space for women that can come and actually heal in community and just be connected with other women who just get the pain like no one else does.
And when you say pain, when we're talking about infidelity, options afterwards, separation, divorce, very messy, people being torn in two or relationship being torn in two, it's not nice, is it?
Oh, it's excruciating. You know, nothing prepares us for what this feels like. And it's, you know, I think I've mentioned to you before, the only thing worse that I can imagine experiencing would be the loss of a child, which is horrendous. And it's just something like our media and our social circles, and nothing conveys the intensity of what, and it is trauma, what this actually feels like. And when you've got nowhere to turn and you know, you're feeling isolated, because that's the whole thing too. There's this shame that kind of gets attached. There's stigma and shame, and it kind of sticks to the betrayed partner, which then causes one to isolate. And so I just want to encourage people, you know, to not to try to do this alone, because it's too hard. It's just too hard.
And Noni, sometimes we think, well, I'm in a Christian marriage. That's not always immunity from the challenges. You can't always see these things in your partner early on. And sometimes they reveal themselves even years and years into mm-hmm. your marriage. The retreats you're running for primarily for women and mm-hmm. the ones that have experienced intimate partner betrayal, mm-hmm. how do you frame a retreat like that? Is there a process you'll take the women through?
Oh, look, Neil, it's not, you know, I do say, you know, it's not a day of therapy. It's actually a day of integration and community. So we'll be having some education, but it'll be really building support network for these women. We do, you know, like we take a trauma-informed approach. So it's really like an embodied process where we can really notice and just move through some of what we're feeling that we can actually share. So it's a day of sharing. It'll be a, you know, I'm hopefully there'll be tears, but there'll also be a lot of love and laughter as well. And I think it's just going to be a really experiential day of connection.
And no doubt there are some who are carrying a lot of hurt from the infidelity, and they might be in separation, they might even been through divorce. I imagine this is more for trying to perhaps speak into and build relationship, even rescuing a marriage that's likely to have exploded. I imagine it's those people who are really wanting to do something right now to make things I'm not even sure how you phrase this. How do you make things better once you've actually discovered infidelity? Is that what it's about?
Well, Neil, no, this day is purely focused on, this is not focusing on the relationship. This is actually focusing on the health and well-being and connectedness of individual women. So this is about women learning some tools, really just focusing on their own self-care, their own self-love, their own worth. And it's just really time out for wounded hearts. So there's no expectation from anyone that comes. My one rule for the day is, if you don't want to do anything, you don't have to do anything. You know, if you don't want to share, if you don't want to be involved in any activities, that's fine. It's just to be held in that sacred, safe space.
So it's not a crisis rescue retreat. It's about the way you can be equipped, the tools that you can use, and perhaps even applied into many settings. You might have people turning up to your retreat who'll take some of these sorts of skills back to their own communities. Is that the way it might work too?
I like to call it a nurture day. It's a day of nurturing, you know. And I just think women who are, you know, women just deserve to actually, that have been through this, just to be able to take some time out of what's normally a pretty chaotic and hectic space, and just give themselves a reprieve, and just be held with other women, you know, that are there for the same. It's going to be like a day of a sanctuary. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sort of picturing like a sisterhood gathering. And some people might think that sounds a bit sinister, but I imagine that given that there's the foundation that you have, and the way that you and Dave have been able to hold things together after what you've been through, there's going to be a really optimistic and positive outlook that you'll bring.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a real and authentic day. There'll be no kind of pretense about the day. Dave and I we've done a lot of work, and we're in a great place, but it has not been easy. It is such a marathon effort. You know, it's a marathon journey. It's not just, oh, okay, so, you know, we're over this now. This is, recovery from this is actually a lifelong journey, but it's not as excruciating as it is as the past. That changes as we do the healing work. It changes, the intensity changes. You know, we can't pretend what's happened hasn't happened. You know, that's just kind of rug sweeping and denial. But we move through, and the tools that we've actually learned, and the connections that I've built as well. You know, I'm loving the fact that I've got some girls coming in. When I say girls, I think one of my girls is 82, coming in, and she's actually, you know, hands-on now. Now, I met her a couple of years ago, and now these women are stepping into that place of actually wanting to be there, and no one's arrived anywhere, but we're all just, you know, at different stages of the journey, and it's just something very special about when you're with like-minded people that have had similar experiences. They just get it.
And when you say, when we talk about the pain of discovered infidelity in a relationship, and you describe that pain as excruciating, what accompanies that, of course, is shame and embarrassment, whether it's just in your family or in your entire community. These are the sorts of things, this is the reason why you need to recover in a community-type setting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's something really powerful when you can come together. No one's got answers for anyone else, but just to have that love and that support and that understanding is just, you know, no one's advice giving, no one's giving you anything apart from just safety, holding that place and just going, you know what? Yeah, I get it. I will actually be opening an opportunity for women to start sharing their story just briefly as well, because that's also something that, you know, Shame disappears when we can actually share our stories in safe spaces. So I'll be encouraging the girls just to do that as well, with some guidelines, because we want safety for everyone.
Sharing stories, and your story has a very strong faith component to it, your faith in God. How much of your faith will be coming through as you're nurturing these women on the day?
Well, it's not primarily just. So this is a space that's open for any woman. The four of us that are actually contributing to the day, actually, you know, most of the women are believers, but that is definitely not a criteria for having, you know, to taking part. So we all bring very different flavors of our beliefs, and again, you know, Christian women, all in different denominations, or just, you know, like different. You know, we all bring something different. So, but it, you know, definitely, you know, for me, it's the love of Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit's going to be there. That's, I will say that. But yeah, it's a very unrushed, unpressured day. There's no solid, hard, fast rules or agendas. We do have a schedule, but we'll actually make space for what comes through the day.
And I'm sure there's many women listening to our conversation right now that would love to be there, and it's going to happen in one physical place, but you've chosen somewhere very beautiful, a place called the Rainforest Peace Retreat near Pottsville on the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales, a beautiful part of the world, just a great place to be. Coming up on the 4th of May, that's a Saturday, are you planning, Noni, to have some of these events interstate? Are you open if people wanted to invite you to run something like this in their particular community? Are you open to that?
Yeah, well, look, if the need's there, you know, this is a pilot program, and I don't for one minute think that one day is enough, but hey, we've got to start somewhere, right? I would like to see this an annual, I'd like to see it an annual event that just, you know, that does get bigger, because I can promise you, Neil, the problem's getting bigger. So I just, you know, we can just get word out there, and people can reach out, and hopefully the feedback will be positive and good, and yeah, maybe increase demand for running these kinds of things.
Well, we'll all appreciate that infidelity has some dreadful consequences for both her and him. But in this case, Noni, where you're looking at those women who've experienced intimate partner betrayal, an opportunity to get together, a nurturing day. It's a special day. And I mentioned it's Saturday the 4th of May, Rainforest Peace Retreat near Pottsville on the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales. There is a website where listeners can connect with Noni and with Dave. It's beyondbetrayalrecoverybook.com. Beyondbetrayalrecoverybook.com. You'll find details about that event there on the events page. But do keep an eye out for their book, Beyond Betrayal, written by Noni and Dave Yates. Very open and telling their story. Noni, all the best with the retreat. And thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with listeners today on 2020.
Thanks, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.